Welcome to the Healing Experiment. I am your host, Sue DeMay, and the Healing Experiment is all about giving you a felt experience of different healing modalities. And every week, I'm either guiding you through a process myself and taking you through a meditative lesson or lesson, or I'm inviting those individuals in my life or those people that I know in the world that are doing some extraordinary work around healing and awakening humanity. And today I'm really excited to have a very dear friend of mine and a inner circle member and a client of mine for a while, colleague. There's a lot of different ways I can name Nicole, but really, she's one of the mighty companions that I walk with in this world, who is doing extraordinary work in the healing field. And Nicole is an intuitive coach. She's an energy healer. She's a horse-guided healer, so she uses horses and animals to help facilitate a deep healing experience for her clients. And I've had some tabletop horse guided healing sessions with Nicole. They're very powerful, and she brings a lot of insight and intuition into her experiences that she creates for clients. But also, she has these equine partners. So we're going to talk today about how horse guided healing and using horses as partners in creating these healing experiences can deepen and shine light on those areas of ourselves that we perhaps can't really tap into by ourselves without that beautiful support through nature. So I want to welcome Nicole. Thank you so much for being here and being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So Nicole is coming with all her equine partners and her chicken partners and everybody else. So she's on the farm, she's in the field, and the experience that we're going to create today is going to include all the animals. So you will hear them in the background. So I'm really excited. I love chickens. So.
And they've all walked up, and I am completely surrounded now by the horses, the chickens, and our one duck buddy.
Buddy, nice. Wow. I don't think I've met Buddy yet. So. I'll have to meet Buddy.
Yeah, he doesn't come out very often.
Okay. And so let's talk a little bit. Let's go back a little bit about what led you to this path where you're actually working with animals as healing partners.
I'm just waiting for the geese to go by.
Oh, that's okay. I love the geese. Keep going. You're good. We can hear you.
What led me? I've experienced a lot of different things in my life. And I was about 7 years ago or so, I was done with feeling like the victim and tired of my pain. And so I kind of went searching, and I came across the horse work. And so I went for my very first session with another woman, and I wasn't open the first session. I didn't really understand what was happening, and I left, and I was like, oh, okay, that was interesting. And then it was not long later that I called her up again, and I went back for another session. And within that session is where I really felt the call to be with the horses. I went home and I felt fabulous. And then I was doing meditations, and the horses kept coming back in. So I reached out again, and I ended up doing a tabletop session. I'm not sure what she calls them. I call them tabletop healings now. And when I was on the table, a message dropped in that I was meant to do this work with the horses. And I remember going, oh, this is crazy. Like, I can't do that. And so I let that marinate for a while and ended up signing up for the program. And I took the program, and in my program, I did a guided meditation on what do I want my next 5 years to look like. And I saw this property, and I lived in a 4-bedroom townhouse, no animals except for an indoor cat. And I think I had a puppy at that time. And so I thought this was absolutely crazy. And within, I think it was about maybe a year, I found the land that I'm on now. And I now have three of my own equine partners. And then I have another equine partner that boards here, and her mom does the work as well. So she's part of my clan. And now I've got chickens and one duck. And yeah, so it was my own healing that I needed that brought me to where I am now to help other people and support them. Mm-hmm. So it's been a gift. It's been a journey, and it's been a gift.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been interesting for me because we have, you know, we have history because our kids were friends first, and then we became friends. And what I've been really able to do from my perspective is witness this transformation, like witness this shift and have and watch, you know, the property come, the horses come, the animals come, the gift really expand within you. So it's really been an honor for me to be witness to that journey as well. So
and
tell me
you,
a little, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And you and the community is really what got me through the challenging times that this property was showing me. It was not easy to land here. There was many challenges, and I'm very grateful to you and the community for supporting me through those challenges. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I believe we all need that support around us, and having that those mighty companions kind of walking beside us and witnessing us and supporting us and being able to lean on each other whenever needed is essential for sure.
Yes.
So you lean on your equine partners yourself. So I know you kind of go back and you get messages in when you're hanging out with them and cleaning the stalls and witnessing them just kind of doing their daily stuff. Can you talk a little bit about how it works? So, you know, what is the nature of the horses and their ability to kind of support our healing?
So their daily chores are definitely where my awarenesses and my ahas come from, and a lot of my creations. Because they do so much for myself and my clients, giving back to them by, you know, changing their water and feeding them their three meals a day and scooping their poop. And scooping their poop is way more therapeutic than you would actually think. So it's a lot of quietness and stillness, and sometimes they hang out with me while I'm cleaning their stalls. Sometimes they're gone, but they're always close by. So even if the horses aren't directly next to me, they can work with me up to 200 feet away from me. So even with my clients, when they come, I like to tell them, yeah, if you're not right beside them, it's still okay, because they know that you're here and they're already working. So the work looks different for everyone because we are all going through unique challenges in life. For myself, I sit quietly. I meditate with them. I'll walk with them. I talk to them. As I'm talking with you right now, I've got Ricky, my old guy, standing here holding the space for me, and some chickens surrounding me as well.
So what kind of I'm just kind of curious what kind of messages and how they come through. Can you kind of talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. For myself, I tune in with them daily. So Sassy's reminding me to breathe right there. Their messages come in the form of I can hear them. Also, they give me signs through their body language. So when I'm speaking or someone else is speaking, when they lick and chew, that can be a sign of confirmation of what is being said. They can also, because they have the gift of working between the two worlds, acknowledge someone even when they're just thinking. So even if I'm thinking, they're there with me and they're giving me signs. And Ricky just came up and touched my heart. So it's speaking from the heart. It's teaching people to come back to the heart. So they do it, by the body language. And just hearing, for me, at least that's how I receive the messages. And then some people are open to hearing, and I can share the messages with them. Other people want to just be in the presence and feel it for themselves.
Yeah, I remember when I've done a couple of different sessions, we had a few sessions where I was actually down with the horses and in the field. So the table was set up in the field and the horses were around and they could come around at any time and or work from a distance within the field. And I loved how, I could hear like a whinnying, or I could hear some kind of movement or some kind of noise from the horses, and you would interpret what that meant. And that was really, it brought me deeper into my experience, but it also really broadened my scope of awareness. It kind of created this tuning into the energy field beyond just the table and where we were. It was very interesting. It expanded. It felt very expansive for me to actually be using the energy of the whole property and the horses to facilitate the healing within me as well. And I love the way you were guiding that, but also giving me an indication of what the horses were doing, their movements, their gestures, and each of those gestures have a specific meaning for the individual that's on the table. And that was, again, like really powerful to have that experience. Can you talk a little bit about, I know horses are very energetically sensitive and people talk about them being a mirror for what's within us. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So each one of my equine partners here have a different gift. So they all bring something different to the table, just like us humans. I'm just tuning in to what, so they hold the sacred space for us to heal ourselves. And every session looks different. So some people are guided to get on the table. And that's a very inward journey because, like you said, your eyes are closed and I'm guiding you and giving awareness to what the horses are doing. So that's one way to experience the horse work. The other way to experience the horse work is on foot or sitting in a chair or walking with them. So it's interesting. I've lost the question totally.
Go wherever you need to go. Go wherever you need to go. Mm-hmm.
So it's really the inward journey of self. I hold the space, the horses hold the space, the chickens, all the animals, and the land. The land is very therapeutic itself. I've had people when they drive onto the land say, even just landing here, there's something healing about it. So landing here is therapeutic, and each one of the animals brings their own unique therapeuticness to this. And I just hold the space and connect with them on a deep level so that I can facilitate the healing for people. But I'm not healing people. I am just holding the space for them to heal themselves.
And I find that the horses are able to point to those things within us that we need to see.
Yes, and definitely when clients are on the table, the horses have the opportunity to come right up, and sometimes they come up and point to a certain spot on someone's body, and then I'll know to, okay, let them do their work on that part of the body. And then when the horse moves away, then I will do some energetic work around that spot in the body and then work on releasing that and giving acknowledgement so that clients are aware of where the horses are, because some people are very nervous of these animals because they are very big. So it's just, yeah, it's really giving people the awareness of where the horses are and what spot are the horses pointing to. And then we can go from there on, is there an old injury? Is there emotion? Whatever it is for that client. So the horses are very, very in tune so that they can point to those spots and lead us in the healing.
Yeah.
Sometimes we aren't aware of what needs to be healed. So they really can go to those spots for us and help us along the way.
Yeah. It's like point, just like a lot of, like you as an intuitive coach can point to a blind spot within a client. The horses
yes.
point to a blind spot and kind of show us parts of ourselves that maybe we're denying or hiding or unaware of. I love that because it's really helpful for
yes,
a lot of
and people. I think the intuitive coaching program, the intense almost year that it was, really deepened my work as a healer, because now I don't just have the horses. I have a very deep connection with Source to hear, see, feel, and know.
I love every story. Like, I want
Ron,
to
know. Yeah, Ron the rooster has come right up beside me and is cock-a-doodle doing as he does.
That's great. So can we take the listeners through a process? Can you guide us through, you know, a healing and maybe incorporate, you know, if Ron has some messages, if the horse is having messages to anybody who's listening, are you
yes.
through a
we can. I think they are actually very eager.
Yeah, it's like hurry up, stop talking.
Yeah, there's the mothering. So, I'll invite everybody to close their eyes and imagine that you are here on the land. Imagine that you are on the table or standing or sitting or whatever feels perfect for you in this moment. And as Ron cock-a-doodle-doos, feel that energy entering your body. He's moving any stagnant energy that needs to be moved. And the chickens are surrounded, so that is mothering energy. So if you're needing that mothering love, that compassion, that kindness, feel that around you now. Ricky has come up and he is releasing for us. So he's releasing all that no longer serves you. You may have the awareness of what that is. You may not. Allow it to release from your body now. Any noises that are in the background are purposeful for you in whatever way, shape, and form. The horses are on your left. Sassy is working with the ancestral pieces of clearing. Spirit is on the left as well. He is clearing anything in the different realms and dimensions. Ricky and Addie Mae are grounding this energy in, reminding you to come back to your heart center. Feeling all the different feelings and energy, anything that needs to arise. We ask it to release gently, easily. Feeling deeply centered within your heart and grounded to Mother Earth and connected to Father Sky. Nourishing your mind, body, and soul. And there's a lot moving around, a lot of background noise. So that's just the old stuff that no longer serves you is being guided to go. And as we're being guided to go, each one of the horses is slowly stepping away and empowering you as they do so. Taking this time to connect with your breath. Taking this time to connect with yourself and the gifts that are within you. Giving gratitude and thanks to all the animals. To Mother Earth, to Father Sky, and also deep gratitude to yourself for saying yes. Thank you for letting me share the animals and the land.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. Thank you for bringing the gift of healing and incorporating all your beautiful partners there. It was interesting for me. It's like I've been to your place. So I was just transported instantly there. I was just like plunk right in the middle of it all. And as you were kind of guiding, I'm like, I know the horses and I know what they look like. So I had like a clear vision of everything that you're talking about. Very powerful for me. And then toward the end, where you were talking about gratitude, and then the chickens were making a different noise, almost like a sustained cluck. And I just like had this huge smile on my face because I used to have chickens and they just brought me so much joy. And I just felt this like expansion in my heart, and my whole left side let go. And you were talking about mothering energy as well. So it kind of brought in that my whole left shoulder and arm, all just like this energy blast kind of came out there. And yeah, I just felt this joy. And I almost didn't want to, like, I wanted to keep the chickens going. I'm like, I don't want to talk. I just want to listen to them, you know? So.
And they're all so unique. They all have their own personalities. Yeah. Some of them have names, some of them don't, but they even have their own gifts as well. So just being with them and listening to them, it is so therapeutic, and they're so funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're definitely such individual personalities and
joy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's just obviously a little snippet. To what can happen on the table and what can happen just with being with them.
So for you, I know right now, if anybody's in the area, it's South Langley in British Columbia, Canada, that Nicole's farm is. So if you're drawn to go and experience it in person and have the live tabletop in-person experience with the horses, that's something that they can connect with you about. But you also do offer distance healing and working with people in this capacity. You could walk them through, you know, call in the horses and walk them through something by distance as well. So that I want people to recognize that there doesn't have to be a geographical boundary there or block for them to work with you.
Oh, definitely. The horses, when I get on call and we connect, they, I don't want to say they work harder, but the healing is, it's very deep, even with the long distance. So it's really cool to see that, yeah, they can still do their work, and I can do video calls with people if they have that need where they need to see them. But we can also do like me and you are doing right now, where it doesn't have to be a video call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like and I said, I found that very powerful. I felt like I was right there with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for the month of January, to honor what's been happening within the world, we've decided for horse sessions, not the tabletop sessions with the horses, but just the horse sessions, I'm doing Pay What You Can for Mental Health for the month of January to extend that gift out to people that can't afford what it costs. So that's there for people as well if they want to come experience it. And once again, it's not the tabletop, but it's still pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then you do offer different meditations, and when the restrictions are less, you'll come back with the yoga with horses and other opportunities. So if you want to learn more about Nicole and her offerings and how you can heal with the horses and with nature and with all the animals on the farm, how can they find you? What's your website? How can they connect with you?
You can connect with me on Facebook, and it's Freedom to Feel and Horse Guided Healing on Facebook. Also on Instagram, it is Horse Guided Healing. And then my website is horseguidedhealing.com.
Beautiful.
And you can always reach me on my cell phone. It's 778-808-3982.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for shining light on a unique opportunity for healing. I know a lot of people aren't familiar with horse-guided healing. I've had the privilege and experience of working with you and then also doing different healing with different animals. So I know it's powerful from my own experience and from witnessing it with others. And I really encourage everybody who's listening to consider working with Nicole. If there's an inkling in your heart, there's a curiosity, there's a yes, you got to explore this opportunity and see if horse guided healing is for you, then I would encourage you to reach out to Nicole at horse.
Yes. And I also offer gift certificates if people feel this is something a loved one could use as well.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for sharing your gifts and your property and your animals with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It was an honor and a blessing. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And I'm really excited about taking this journey with you. The healing experiment will continue, and each week we will have different opportunities, different modalities, different healers, and continue to give you a felt experience of healing and an opportunity to try on different ways of healing the mind, body, and spirit, and uplifting humanity one heart at a time. Thank you so much for tuning in. I love you. I appreciate you. I honor you. I see you. Until next time, love and blessings.